In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Keepers of the Fringe.
Hello, welcome to another exciting episode of Keepers of the Fringe. I'm Derek, and with me is the Tango to my Cash, Chris. What's up?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Not bad. I still got a little bit of a cold going, but... One thing... I wanted to tell you, last night, we were watching HBO, and we were watching the Independence Day resurgence, whatever it is, the sequel.
Ugh.
Finally started watching that.
Is it as bad as
it is? I thought it would be. It is.
Even Jeff Goldblum didn't save it?
No, not even Jeff Goldblum.
You know it's bad. Jeff Goldblum can't make it better.
Yeah, it was like, well, we didn't like the first one to begin with.
Yeah, that's true.
And this one was just more of the same, but worse. Like, they had all the, like, the lame speeches and all that crap. Ugh.
I remember when I saw the first one. At the end of it, everybody stood up and clapped. Like, I've never seen that.
Ugh.
And I was like, did I fall asleep and I missed? Like, are we in the same fucking movie? What's going on?
And then this one, they had, like, the queen alien, who was, like, this giant Godzilla-sized monster. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. I wasn't really jazzed about... There we go. I'm jazzed. I wasn't jazzed about seeing that one.
Yeah. Well, don't bother.
Did you watch the whole thing? Or you just
we watched the whole thing. It didn't get better.
Did your wife like it?
No. Oh. She thought the same thing.
She liked the first one, though, right? I'm trying to gauge it against somebody that actually liked the first one.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think she liked the first one, but she did not like this one.
Ew.
It was not good. But on the flip side, I went to bed. I woke up this morning, turned on the TV. It was still on HBO, and they were playing Evil Dead 2.
Nice.
Oh, groovy.
I came in right on the... right on the scene where he's breaking the plates over his head.
Oh, I fucking love that.
And then I watched it all the way through to the laughing part. Oh, man. That shit is so good.
When everything starts laughing at him in the cabin. That's the best.
That's so awesome.
I love that movie so much.
Oh, that movie kills me.
That's like one of my favorite movies. Like, I can watch it at any time.
Oh, it's awesome.
It never gets old to me.
Oh, I know. So funny. He was so awesome in it. The facial expressions, like when he was in that scene where everything was laughing at him and he started laughing, he's like,
it's such a twisted movie.
Yeah. And right before that, when he was, when he cut off his hand and the hand went behind the wall. He's trying to shoot it, and then all the blood pours out.
Yeah.
It's so funny. See, now that's a good movie.
Yeah, I don't know why. Because I could definitely see people seeing it and being like, what?
Yeah.
Because the effects are fucking terrible.
Yeah, they are.
But it's so awesome.
It's so awesome.
Say, I don't know what it is. It's quality
brilliant.
That I can't really say.
It's the perfect mix of everything. The story is just ridiculous enough. And then they took it, like, they didn't take it too seriously. Yeah. And then Sam Raimi, he did some, you know.
Yeah, like all the camera work and.
Yeah. Just awesome. Really interesting. Yeah. And then, you know, Bruce Campbell, he's awesome. So.
It's like a little, like, Jerry Lewis, Three Stooges, like, slapsticky kind of shit in there.
It's like, that is like the perfect, cheaply made movie.
And I love that because it's kind of like a remake of the first one, sort of.
Right.
But I like that this is the one he did because he had a budget this time.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that's awesome. So
I went from $20 to like $40.
Yeah.
Let's remake that shit.
So I'd like to Well, I guess we already started off, but I have a little rant I'd like to go on.
A tangent, would you say?
A rangent.
A rangent?
That's not a word. I would like to talk a little bit about musicals.
Oof.
Let me just start off by saying I hate musicals.
Me as well. Even though we're always singing stuff, but
well, that's,
don't let it fool you.
Don't let it fool.
There's a couple of musicals I can do, though. Like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Because it's so fucking bizarre that I... A, because I, you know, as a kid, it flies under the radar. Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Can do that one. And the Albert Finney version of Scrooge.
Oh, yeah, you love that one.
Yeah, which the songs are terrible, but...
But mostly, so what brings this about is, first of all, last weekend, I took my wife to see Beauty and the Beast for her birthday. Oof. Yeah. And it was, we went to one of those theaters that have like the recliner seats and stuff, and it was still painful to watch. I almost fell asleep a couple times. And it just, I'm like sitting there. I'm like, all right, maybe this won't be so bad. And then it opens with a fucking song, and I'm like, okay, this is going to be bad.
Yeah, there's something about plot points being sung to me pisses me off.
I don't know why. It pulls me right out of the movie when that happens.
Yeah.
And then I lose focus, and I'm like, I don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, and the songs aren't usually that good.
No, that's the other thing. The songs are not usually that good.
Oh, one that was
I hate that type of song.
A fairly new one that was pretty good was
I hate show tunes.
The Dr. Horrible, whatever the Neil Patrick Harris one.
Yeah, I didn't like that one either.
I didn't mind that one. But it was only like an hour, so maybe that helped. I don't know. It wasn't really that long. It was like a superhero thing.
Yeah. Speaking of superheroes, the other thing that brought this rant on is they recently had on the CW show, DC shows, The Flash, on the latest episode of Flash, they had Supergirl do a crossover with The Flash, and it was a musical episode. And it was a dumb episode. It wasn't even a good episode with music. It was a dumb episode. It was pointless. It was stupid. And I hated it.
See, that's what about those shows. Like, I started off liking them. Like, The Flash, like, I liked the first season. And then the second season, it had a lot of cool comic book moments.
Yeah.
But it turned it into, like, the fucking Gilmore Girls. Like, it's just... they're, like, way too much drama, relationship drama. In Supergirl, I didn't mind the first season of that. I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
But, I can't even watch any of it now because it's so... Like, having a musical episode tells me everything that's going in the wrong fucking direction for me anyway.
And that was... It was not good. It was not. I'm sorry, but it was not.
I can't think of it. Anything... Less than that, I would want to see it. Like, I don't want to see that.
The worst part is, I didn't want to watch it. I was like, I'm skipping that episode. But then I'm like, well, something might happen during the episode, which it didn't, that will affect the story. Nothing happened. It was a whole, its own thing. I could have not watched it and been perfectly fine. And that pissed me off. And then, so I'm watching it. And I'm like, well, I can fast forward through the songs, I suppose. But then I'm like, ugh.
This should be like 5 minutes long.
I'm like, what if they do like some important story detail in the songs? Which they didn't.
But I guess a lot of people were looking forward to.
Yes.
Wanted that.
I know, yeah.
I'm like, are you comic book fans too? I mean, like, I don't understand who that's appealing to. I mean, I guess a lot of people like musicals. I don't get that either. I'm like, what?
I know, like, Jules from the Weeby Geeks podcast, she was all excited about it.
Yeah.
But that was about it.
I don't know. It just seems so weird. I'm like, I never was like, I know. I'd like to see Flash belt out, you know, a fucking tune from Fiddler on the Roof or some shit. or whatever they're singing. Is it their own songs, right?
And Yeah, it was songs made up for the show.
Yeah, but like...
Not good ones. So... I guess they were both on that show Glee, which is a show I have never watched and will never watch. And I'm glad it's over. There, I said it. That shit.
You heartless bastard.
That's right. I got a heart of stone.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I mean, everybody looks like they're having, maybe it's because they are having a good time. I don't know. I'm such a miserable fuck that I'm like, it pisses me off.
Fuck you and your fucking singing.
Yeah, just singing makes me mad. Anytime it happens in a movie. That's why Disney movies, I can't do it. I know. I mean, when I was a kid, I, you know, whatever, but.
And it's not even, cause it's not even good songs. I hate show tunes.
Yeah.
Like, I like movies where there are songs in the movies. Not songs they're singing, but like in the soundtrack.
Yeah.
I just don't like the singing.
I'm not a fan of the singing so much.
Not a fan of the singing. Well, so I think we've established that the Keepers of the Fringe do not like musicals.
Unless it's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Willy Wonka and Albert Finney Scrooge.
Shitty.
At least on my side. Shitty Chitty Bang Bang. That's what I called one of my cars. Well, to myself. That's what. My first car was kind of like my Millennium Falcon. Remember that big honking blue car? The Crown Vic?
Oh, the Crown Vic, yeah.
That was my Millennium Falcon. And you were like my Chewbacca because you were like sitting next to me all the time. We were like Han Solo and Chewie. I had another car for like 2 months or something. And that was my shitty, shitty bitch. That shit was rough.
You've had some interesting cars.
I did. No, they were okay, but except they're all like old people cars.
Yeah.
Like the people I had before. I mean, they were all in good condition, though, but.
Yeah.
They were owned by grandmas.
Grandma cars. That Crown Vic was beautiful, though.
I love that fucking car.
I love that, because you could sit in it, and I could, like, cross my legs, and it was like I was sitting on a fucking couch.
Yeah, the front seat was a sofa.
Yeah.
It was all connected, and it was like. You remember we got in an accident?
Yeah, I do remember that.
And we spun and parked.
Yeah.
And we got out, and the girl was driving a Neon. Her whole front end was like smashed up to the windshield. Like there was my wheel was turned in a little bit. That's all. I think it was like a tank. They don't make them like they used to.
How fast was she going to spin around a Crown Vic? Jeez.
In a Neon.
Yeah.
She was flying down that hill, man. She must have been doing like 50. I don't know.
Yeah. And then she went through the stop sign.
And she had a baby in the car. I remember I got out and I was like, "Are you okay?" I look, I see there's a baby there. I'm like, "What's?" I want to be mad at you, but I'm.
I know it.
I'm way too concerned right now.
The baby. Okay. Is the baby okay? Oh, it bit me! Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was.
So, let's get this train back on track, shall we?
Yeah, we're like way off here.
So, did you see the Justice League trailer?
Yes, I did.
Whoa.
Did you like the Justice League trailer? Say it.
Let's just say it didn't change my feelings towards the movie.
It did not wow me.
I'm still concerned.
I feel like it's going to be exactly the same as Batman and Superman.
Any other thing? As I'm watching the trailer, all I kept thinking was, will somebody turn on the damn lights?
That was so dark.
It's like either taking place in the dark or on an overcast day or something. It's like, where's the sun in this universe?
I think they set the tone, and I don't like it.
No.
Like, they're trying to keep it on a separate path than the Marvel movies, but I'm like...
Well, that's fine, but...
Yeah, but it doesn't... What they picked is not working for me.
They're going like Batman is like the whole universe. Like, that kind of thing is good for Batman, but not the other heroes.
Yeah. I don't know. It's something about it just doesn't click with me.
I know.
And I'm not, you know, I love the DC just as much as Marvel.
Yeah.
So I'm not, like, I love Batman. You know, fanboy or nothing. Like,
I love the Green Lanterns. I love,
Yeah, like, I want Justice League to be as good.
Yeah.
I want it all to be good.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no pleasure in any of it sucking. Because that means I have to watch it, and that means that it's going to suck. And I have to sit through it. I don't have any joy in that.
It makes me sad.
I know. I hate going to... That's the worst. When you go to the theater, and you get done the movie, and you're like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Or completely indifferent to it.
Yeah.
I don't. That's sometimes worse, I think.
That is, yeah.
I don't want it to suck. Please be good.
I don't think it will be.
I don't either.
Like, this... The trailer did not make me go, oh, well... Look at that. It's going to be awesome. You can see. I was like, it looks like the same shit.
It does.
As Superman, Batman.
Except for I think there's a couple of jokes, but I'm like.
And it, yeah, it's not really jokes.
Yeah, like, it's not because there was, it's just the tone of it is, it doesn't work with jokes. Like, you can't just throw a couple of jokes in there and just be like,
yeah.
Oh, it's, you know, it's fun now. like Man of Steel, man. That was like a, such a joyless movie for me to sit through.
Yeah.
Like,
it was painful.
Like, no, there was not even like 1 ounce of levity in that whole thing. I was like,
no,
it's a little something. It doesn't have to be funny, but I mean, just, it has to be enjoyable to watch though.
Man, then Batman versus Superman, the only time when they tried to be funny, it ended up being annoying.
Yeah, I don't remember. The only thing is like, I thought she was with you or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, fuck. Fuck.
So, I don't know. I'm still not feeling it.
Yeah.
I'm still feeling not positive about Wonder Woman, but I'm not giving up on it yet. But the Justice League, I'm just like,
Yeah, it's not really wowing me. But
no. And, yeah. It's just nothing that I saw that was like, oh, like when I saw, you know, previews for the Avengers, I was excited because I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see them all together on the screen and whatever.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't think that movie is a perfect movie, but I mean.
No, but it's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun to watch, you know.
And then when I, you know, every time I see something about the Justice League, I'm like, ugh.
And I don't know if I like the guy that's playing the Flash there. I don't.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about it.
I'm not feeling him. I mean, the effects are like, cool. I don't know. I think the whole Zack Snyder aesthetic, I'm kind of bored of, I think.
Yeah.
It's very flashy, but it's
but no substance. There.
Yeah. And, I can't wait till somebody else can get their hands on it there.
Yeah. Soon.
Soon.
So.
We're full of piss and vinegar tonight, ain't we?
Yeah. No, I just, never mind. I was going to say something rude, but I won't. There's some news about Robert Rodriguez, directing the Escape from New York. Is it a reboot? Or?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it seems like every movie that they're doing is with plans of sequels.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's just a remake or...
Yeah. Well, if it's Escape from New York, then... I guess it would have to be a reboot, huh?
Well, I mean, they did do Escape from L.A., too.
Yeah, but if this is this is actually Escape from New York.
Yeah. But isn't a reboot, like, signify that they're going to, like, do more or something?
I don't know anymore.
I don't know anymore. I was thinking, though? Like, if they were remaking everything that we grew up with, right?
Yeah.
So, in the kids nowadays, when they grow up, they're going to have... to go back on our shitty remakes of the shit that we grew up on. So when are they going to remake the shitty remakes? Like, what, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have any, there's not a lot of,
shitty remakes.
There's not a lot of new material.
Yeah.
It's all being cannibalizing the past.
Well, maybe it'll come around and it'll all be new stuff. Maybe.
But it's weird. I'm like.
I know.
But Escape from New York, I mean, I don't know how I feel about, I mean, I like Robert Rodriguez for the most part.
Yeah.
And,
but again, it's another pointless reboot.
Yeah, it's not a movie that needs to be remade, I don't
know. No, I don't think so.
Like what you said, they should take shitty things and remake it.
Yeah, how hard is that? Just take a shitty movie and remake it.
There's thousands. You could just...
There's millions.
Well, millions.
There's millions! If you take, like, there's a lot. what else we got? Some news about James Gunn saying that Kurt Russell and Sylvester Stallone will be in future MCU movies. That's interesting.
It is interesting. It's interesting because I can't picture Sylvester Stallone being in a Marvel movie.
I know.
That's just weird to me. I guess don't wanna... he's playing like a Nova Corps person. That's all I do know.
Interesting.
But they don't know if he's going to be like a head.
Well, that would make sense because the Nova Corps will probably might be in Infinity War.
Infinity War. Is there any Nova Corps guy that kind of throws off a Judge Dredd vibe?
No. Not really.
Somebody said that maybe he's the original Captain Marvel or something.
Hmm.
So like, oh. That would be weird.
I could see it. Actually, I don't know if I... I don't know, it's weird.
I don't know. But I'm like, Kurt Russell, like, I want to see how they do that. I don't know, it just sounds weird to me, like, what's going on so far, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, that would make sense that if he's playing Ego's avatar, that he'd be in... He He could be in future movies, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. Curious.
Curious.
Alright, so. I don't know. Either way, I mean, it's. I'd be fine with it, depending on what they do with it.
Yeah. It'd be nice to see him. I don't have any problems with that.
Yeah. So, keeping with the Marvel news, there's some news on a possible Black Cat / Sable movie, which are, if you don't know.
Silver Sable.
Silver Sable. Wow. I can't believe I got that wrong. Since they're both characters from Spider-Man, who is my favorite superhero.
It's weird. It's like one of those, like, side characters that, you know, we were talking about before that they need their own movie. I don't think they work without being part of
Spider-Man. I don't know if that would work. They'd have to be.
Yeah, but they're probably not going to have Spider-Man in the movie, even if they mention it. But I mean, I don't know. Like, it seems weird to make movies.
Yeah, that is weird.
Especially Black Cat. I mean, I don't know
how they would do that.
Or if they should do that.
Maybe not. And what kind of them? Like, because they're kind of both on again, off again villains. They go back and forth from villains to allies of Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean, I know Black Cat more than Silver Sable. I mean, I know a little bit, but.
Yeah, I know a little bit about Silver Sable.
Yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what angle they'd be going on. I don't know what the point of it is.
I don't know.
It says it'd be written by Chris Yost, who is also a writer on Thor Ragnarok.
That might be good. We don't know yet.
Actually, I'm looking forward to seeing that movie.
Yeah, me too. I think it's going to be good.
So, I don't know. We'll see. So we got something on the movie Myst being turned into a TV series.
Yeah, for Spike TV. I guess they're doing a 10-episode first season thing. I think it's supposed to go on beyond that, but I guess we're going to see how that goes. And
how do you think that'll be as a TV series? And Spike?
I don't know. I mean, I think it could be interesting. And I guess the show head said that, you know, he liked the movie ending and the original story's ending. And he said that he plans on wherever it does end, somewhere in between that, you know. And, well, Stephen King said he saw the pilot for it and he really liked it. But he seems to be saying that about everything, so I don't know. I like it! Like, he just saw the Dark Tower. He said he really liked it.
That I'm
he liked the
to.
It movie. So he might be liking the checks, or I don't know, you know. He has some kind of a...
I'm sure he looks at the checks before he decides if he
likes like it.
It's it. Oh, look at that. I like it. The movie? Sure, whatever.
Yeah, it's cool. I wrote it 30 years ago. Yeah, whatever.
Well, I don't know. I'll have to wait to hear more about that before I...
It doesn't initially grab me like, ooh, I gotta watch that shit. Yeah. But it could be interesting. I
mean, it could be, depending on where they go with it.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about who's doing that.
Oh, I don't remember. Nah. I don't think it was anybody that sounded familiar to me, though.
Yeah. So, you may recall, we recently watched and reviewed Kong Skull Island. And I don't know why I went there. Anyway.
I feel like we're very unfocused.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like you went to visit your grandparents. They're just sitting around with a nice tea, just fucking talking about
it. Handing out Werther's.
Ribbon candies.
Candy. Oh, my grandmother used to have ribbon candy every Christmas. I love ribbon candy. Yeah.
That's the most dangerous candy there is, though. If you bite it weird, then there's like a shard, like it gets stuck in your
It's
you're always taking your life in your hands eating ribbon candy. That's one to grow up. But really, it's only we're fucking 80 now. Ribbon candy.
Alright, so from Ribbon Candy, we go to Godzilla. There's a Godzilla anime coming out. Godzilla likes Ribbon Candy.
He does. But yeah, I guess it's coming out in Japan later this year, and then it will come to Netflix.
Woo-hoo.
I think still in this year. I didn't really get an exact date on that.
It's called Godzilla Monster Planet.
Yeah, and I read the synopsis for it, but it was kind of confusing. But the main gist of it is that people leave Earth to colonize a different planet. And then those people want to come back. And then when they come back, some shenanigans happen there, and they wind up coming back like 20,000 years later somehow. And when they come back, they find that the planet is all ruled by giant monsters. And Godzilla's kind of like the main
king of the monsters.
But another thing is that the main human character, he saw his parents die or something when he was 4. This is before he left. And he always wanted revenge on Godzilla, which was kind of the part why he wanted to come back to Earth too. Yeah, I don't know, man. If you read the synopsis of it, it went so far.
That's really weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
That's really weird.
So I tried to just whittle that shit down to... They leave, they come back, 20,000 years later, Godzilla is a thing now, and he's hurting with the people.
There's not many people left. You kill my parents!
Yeah.
So he's gonna go
all Inigo Montoya. It's an anime, so, you know, it's... Huh?
He's gonna go all Inigo Montoya.
Godzilla, you killed my
parents. You killed my parents, prepare to die. And then Godzilla just stomps on him, and that's the end of it. It rates itself. Well, I'll be interested to see it, even though that's...
Yeah, I mean, plus it's on Netflix, so that's cool.
Really weird. All right. Now, this... I don't know why. This goes in the category of why are you bothering. There's big plans for the Terminator franchise.
Yeah, it's very early this week. I heard it was dead. At Paramount it is. But I guess the Skydance Studios... just like another production company or whatever that was involved with the recent ones, said there's big plans for it. It's not dead. And they said it's going to go in the direction that fans wanted it to at the end of the second one, which
sure.
I wanted it to fucking end.
I know, right?
So I guess I don't know what direction
that is. I'll believe that when I see it.
Maybe they're going to do the prequel thing. But you know what's weird about that? The timeline on that? Because a prequel would actually be in the future. You know what I mean? Because they go back in time, but it actually happens before, but it's in the future, and my mind is blown right now. Try fucking wrapping your noodle around that one. It happens before, but it actually happens after the original. But it has to happen first. You know what I'm saying? You can't think about it.
No.
But
the whole point is, do we even want any more Terminator movies? Do we need any more?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Terminator was a great franchise, and they just killed it.
Yeah.
They beat that shit into the ground.
They did. And when you think about it, I mean, it's, you know, now there's 5 movies, but that's not really that many, but they figured a way to just kind of kill it.
Yeah.
Within, you know, after the first 2 movies were good. The third one was like, I don't hate the third one, but it's
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Then the fourth one, I was like, Then the fifth one, I was just fucking, that one killed it.
That was horrible.
I was still on the fence or
you're like,
little open to it, but the fifth one was...
Fifth one definitely killed it.
Yeah, I was like, this is fucking awful. Even seeing Arnie back, I was like... No. Just no.
That didn't help. So, from Terminator, we go to zombies.
Zombie. Zombie. Oh, sometimes why?
With Zombieland 2.
Zombieland 2.
Zombieland 2.
So it's in development with the same creative team and
excellent.
And all the cast is coming back.
Excellent.
They said they have to just figure it all out with the cast and... when it's right, because now that they're all stars, more, you know, that's going to work out all the money angles. And
one of the only movies I actually liked Jesse Eisenberg in.
Yeah, like I didn't mind him in that one.
Yeah. You know, unlike his other roles, where Jesse Eisenberg drives me nuts.
And then, like, one of the best cameos ever, man.
Yes.
Fucking Bill Murray. Bill Murray was awesome.
That one was awesome.
And you know what else was really cool? This always gets me, though. Hearing Metallica in a movie theater. Yeah. Like when they were playing For Who the Bell Tolls. I'm like, yes. That was just fucking awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. So that one will be, that should be good then if it's all coming around to the original creators, the original cast.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I wish Bill Murray made it though. And then he was on the team too. That would have been fucking awesome.
I wonder if they'll try to do Bill Murray as a zombie. I could totally see Bill Murray just going around and, rawr, I'm going to eat your brains.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
You just like chain him up. That would be cool.
So, I don't know how I feel about this one. The whole Ridley Scott thing with the aliens and Prometheus. And
yeah, he's saying that he's got enough material, he thinks, to do at least another trilogy, which the Alien Covenant would be the first one of the trilogy, I guess.
I'm interested to see that one.
But it's weird. It's like going like the James Cameron thing. All like, I'm making 5 movies. It's like not like a midlife crisis thing. It's like a 3/4 life crisis. Like, he's doing 5 Avatar movies. He's like, he said he could bang out like 6 more Alien movies if they wanted. I'm like,
yeah, Jesus. I'm sure they're easy to bang out.
But it's like, which is weird because before Prometheus, he's like, I have no interest in going back to the Xenomorphs and showing that. He's like, there's nothing to do there. I want to do new stories.
Now he has 5 more movies planned.
And now he's like, look, Xenomorphs all over the fucking place.
Yeah. I love the first 2 Alien movies. After that,
the third one, I don't hate it, but
yeah,
it does suck that it kills off.
You know? Yeah.
It kind of ruins the end.
It does, yeah.
Like, it totally takes all the suspense out of the second movie.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, they just die anyway.
Yeah, it really makes the whole movie kind of pointless. So I do kind of hate it for that. Because the whole movie is basically trying to keep them alive.
Yeah.
And then
they just...
They start the next movie dead.
Dead.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah, they don't even get a death scene. Yeah. They're just dead.
But I do love Aliens. And he's involved, so that makes me...
Yeah.
Somewhat give a fuck, but...
I didn't really care for Prometheus, as we've discussed before, but...
Yeah, I didn't hate it, but... there's definitely issues with that movie, but...
Yeah. So, we'll see.
I'll see him.
Maybe... Yeah, we'll definitely go see him. Maybe after Alien Covenant, I might feel more positive about them, hopefully. I'm hoping Alien Covenant will be really good.
Yeah, it's hoping.
It's hoping. So, speaking of aliens and things, Mass Effect Andromeda came out last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not very far into it yet. How about you?
I haven't ordered it. I haven't got it yet, though.
Oh, you didn't get it yet?
I was going to wait, but I'm like... Oh, you didn't? Okay. But I found the deluxe edition for like $52. Like,
really?
That's cool.
What's in the deluxe edition?
Well, it's like, you know, skins and shit. But the one thing that sold me was a pet monkey. You get a pet. It's like a space monkey. I don't know what the fuck. They had a name for it, but I don't remember what it was called. Have you seen a monkey in the other games? Because they made it sound like, oh, you're that lovable space monkey from the other games or something. I'm like, I don't remember a space monkey.
No, I don't remember a space monkey.
But as soon as I heard space monkey, I'm like, here's my fucking money, space monkey.
Space monkey. I just got the regular version. I don't get a space monkey.
You fool! Well, you probably, like, you know, download it or something. See, I don't like that. All this extra bullshit. It's all bullshit. In the games in the day, man, you would open it or you could, you know, it would already be in the game. You have to buy it separately. Like, oh, my gun can be blue now. Who gives a fuck? Here, give me $2 for that shit. It's re-goddamn ridiculous. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Not a fan of that.
You'll have to let me know how the space monkey is.
Well, I don't think he does anything. I think he just hangs out in your fucking ship. He'd probably throw him a space banana every once in a while. I don't even think...
Does he throw his space beast?
Stop huffing the couch! He's gonna fucking yell at my space monkey.
Watch out for floating space species. Floating space monkey feces.
Yeah. Band name called it. It's mine.
So, as far as the game goes.
Yeah, I was interested to see what you say.
I'm only a couple hours into it. It's okay so far. It's Mass Effect.
Feels similar.
Yeah, it feels similar, yeah. Similar, but different.
Same, but different.
It's the same, but it's different. Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's a different development team.
Is it a different development team?
Yeah. I think.
But it's we get the cold hard facts there.
Yeah. But it's different enough. It's like it's its own game. And like you don't. Yeah. It's like Mass Effect, but it's not. Like, don't go in expecting it to be the same Mass Effect.
Yeah. I think it'd be hard to replace the original
cast. Yeah. Definitely. And as far as like the things that I've heard complaints about, like the wonky face animations and stuff, it doesn't bother me that much. Sometimes they're a little odd, but they've always kind of been.
Well, I heard it's like really glitchy too. Like, I don't know if you noticed yet, but
I haven't noticed any major glitches. No,
that's what sucks, man. I hate that. I'm like, I can't just buy a fucking game.
I know.
Without worrying about
there is that, you know, it downloads an update as soon as you put it in.
Yeah, it's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
See, that's one thing. Like, I've been playing Breath of the Wild, which I'm like, right, all I really have left to do is fight Ganon, so I'm pretty much done.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, there was a couple of little hiccups here and, you know, slowdown a couple times. But overall, it was a pretty, you know, flawless gameplay. Like, I didn't have any issues or any weird glitches or something. I mean, I know some people might have had some, but
nothing major, yeah.
I had nothing that, like, really, like, took me out of the game or anything, you know? That's one thing about Nintendo. Like, usually their shit is ready.
Yeah, it's ready to go. It's polished.
I mean, it took a long time to make it, but I mean, I don't have to worry about, do I need a patch or, I fucking hate that so much.
I know.
Cause I'm like, I want to buy anything. It drives
me nuts.
I'm like, I want to buy it, but.
I want to buy the game. I don't want to buy the game that it will eventually be.
Yeah. Like No Man's Sky. Like I bought that.
Oh, yeah.
And they're still adding all this shit into it now. I'm like,
yeah.
So about in a year or so, it'd probably be a pretty kick-ass game, but now
that's why I haven't played that one yet.
I know. Like I didn't mind it. I was like, this isn't so bad. But then I realized I was only I went off my planet a couple times, like to go out. There's a space station. You go up there and I'm just checking stuff out. But I came back to my planet because I'm like, it's a whole planet. And then, you know, a lot of times I heard that you go to another planet and they don't have the resources. So I'm like, you could get stranded basically somewhere if you didn't have enough, couldn't find enough fuel, enough.
Ugh.
So I'm like, I'm going to stay here and explore this. And I kept finding shit. And I'm like, I spent hours there and I'm like, okay, but this is going to, then I realized this is going to be the game forever. So if I leave this planet and go to another one, it's never going to ramp up in excitement.
Yes. Yeah, so
I'm just going to walk endlessly on another planet and find different plants that do the same shit.
It sounds like, you know, it's fun for a little while, and then
yeah, like the idea you get the behind it
done that thing.
It's cool, but it was not finished.
Yeah.
And there's like there's no dungeons or
yeah.
There's no point. You're just exploring, which is cool, but I mean,
But you need something to actually strive for, something to do.
Yeah. And then when you use your ship, you take off and fly a certain distance and land. I mean, you're burning through fuel to doing everything. You're constantly burning through all your resources, so you constantly have to be searching for more, which just kind of takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, that annoys me to no end.
But see, that's like, I'm glad that they're keeping up with it and adding new shit, but I'm like, you know, by the time it's really done, who's going to give a fuck?
I know, right?
I pretty much don't give a fuck now.
Have you played that Horizon game that just came out?
I have it. I still haven't played it because I was like, I didn't know if I should start it.
Yeah.
That or Zelda. And I was like, I'm going to do Zelda first.
I've been hearing really good things about that. I want to check that out.
I've been hearing good things, but I've also been hearing that it's not as good as, you know, it's kind of generic in some way. I mean, the world is cool and everything, but the gameplay is kind of nothing that amazing, you know.
That's disappointing.
The same typical, like, open world shit, you know.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay.
Yeah, I'll let you know when I eventually play it. But right now, what I have on my radar is Nier Automata, which is just came out too.
I heard about that, yeah.
That game, I really want to play that. And I have that coming too.
Yeah, I've heard that one was good.
It's made by Platinum Games, which are fucking cool.
Which usually is better than Gold Games.
Platinum Games are awesome. Even they're just weird and they're just even.
What other games have they done?
Well, they've done Bayonetta series.
Oh, yeah.
Which Bayonetta 2, which is on the Wii U.
Yeah.
That game is fucking awesome. If you like action games like that,
oh, yeah.
It's like one of the best ones.
Hmm.
They've done a lot of stuff. They used to be, part of them used to be Clover Studios, which they made Okami and stuff like that.
Oh, right.
And they did the Transformers game, the Devastation one. And
oh, right. That game was fun.
Yeah.
A little repetitive, but fun.
Yeah, it was a little thin, but
I think it was okay because it was short, so.
Yeah.
If it was a longer game, you'd probably be like, eh.
Yeah, it was kind of like when I was done it, I was like, yeah, I'm good.
It was fun playing with the Generation 1 Transformers, even though I pretty much stuck to Optimus Prime the whole time, but.
Yeah, I tried to branch out every once in a while.
Yeah. But I tried, but.
Bumblebee was alright.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Grimlock was a little.
Yeah, every time they used Grimlock in a game, he sucks, kind of.
I know, it wasn't as cool as I was hoping.
Yeah. But I'm glad it finally exists. I feel like I've been waiting my whole game playing life to have a Transformers Generation 1 game.
I know. Yeah, a halfway decent one.
Yeah.
They seem to have problems with Transformers games and movies.
Yeah, especially the movie front.
Yeah, because Transformers is an awesome franchise. I love the Transformers.
Yeah.
But they can't seem to get it right for games and movies.
Well, like the War for Cybertron and the Fall of Cybertron, right?
Yeah. Yeah, those are...
Yeah, those were good.
Those are good, yeah. But, I don't know.
Yeah, like, they're not... It feels like it should be a lot easier to knock it out of the park with that material. But.
You'd think. I don't know. Well, let's move on. Do we have any recommendations this week?
Yeah, I think I'll throw a couple quick ones. On the game front, I was going to say Mad Max for the PS4 and everything else too. But, you know, that's again another open world game, but
yeah.
It was really fun. Like, I really liked it.
Yeah, I gotta try that.
It was just fun, like, upgrading your car and searching around for different settlements and scrounging for food. And
right.
It was done really well. Like, I think it took a little to get into it, but see, one thing that I just remembered after, I haven't played it, you know, when it came out, whatever the hell that was, but one thing that killed it for me, because I remember I didn't finish it, is because there was a glitch with the fucking map. The map stopped. There was a certain point where the map stopped working.
Really?
In that game without the map is it's fucking, you can't play it anymore. Because everything, nothing, you can't, I couldn't open my map anymore.
That's weird.
And I remember it took forever for the, I think, I'm pretty sure the glitch is fixed now because this was like a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
But by the time I totally, you know, moved on, I was like, man, I want to keep playing it, but I can't do it.
We'll get lost.
Well, I mean, it's just humongous. And
yeah,
it's,
I know.
It's mainly just sand.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what's the dune on the left? I can't remember where the fuck anything is.
That dune looks familiar.
Yeah.
That Rock Canyon.
But it was really fun. Like, I liked it.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody has played it, really. I mean, like.
Yeah, which is kind of surprising because the movie was really good.
Yeah, like, if you have any interest in Mad Max, I think that you'll really like the game.
Yeah.
And I like Mad Max. I mean, I grew up, you know, with Mad Max and stuff, but I'm not like a humongous fan, but.
Right. Now, is the game based on the Fury Road?
No. It's kind of like its own thing, which is cool because I like, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
But again, it's the same open world. Collecting shit, doing it. It's made by WB Games too. So it kind of has Batman fighting in it too. But it's a little more visceral, I guess.
Yeah.
You do some like nasty shit, they'd be able to like, damn.
Nice.
But it was pretty good. I liked it.
Oh,
I think
cool.
It totally underappreciated
and
forgotten about by this point.
So. I'm sure, yeah.
Alrighty. And then on the music front, I have a band, I believe we're from Australia, which I call 12 Foot Ninja.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. Like, I'm not wicked familiar with all of it yet. I found them fairly recently. But their singer wicked reminds me of Mike Patton.
Ooh.
Which I love. Like, I Faith No More is like one of my favorites.
Yeah. Mike Patton's awesome. Mr. Bungle.
Mr. Bungle. Which is weird because this band sounds like a radio friendly version of Mr. Bungle, if you can picture
really?
That.
Really?
Because they skip around on styles a lot.
Yeah.
But it's where they have like a newer metal-y sound, which I'm not really crazy about.
Mm.
But then it like breaks into like a reggae or a fucking, like some kind of weird, which is, I like it. I think it overall it's pretty good, but I have to listen to it more, but I'm kind of digging it. Like if you like Mike Patton, I think you'll like that.
Yeah. Mike Patton's awesome.
Yeah. Except for I got burned by the Mike Patton. I remember back in the day when I, you know, I mean, the internet might have been happening, but I wasn't really savvy or downloading shit from it, you know? And I saw that he had two, like, of his own albums, like solo albums.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I found them somewhere, and I had a special order of them, and they took forever to come in. And I remember I got them and I was like so excited and I was like, yes. And I put it in and it was one song, I shit you not, with somebody playing saxophone while he was washing dishes.
I was like, I remember that actually.
I remember you playing that for me. Sad. There was like no songs. Like, it was just random noises.
Yeah.
Two albums of random noises. I'm like, I don't even know. It could not have been him. Somebody else could have made those noises.
I don't know. Cause like Mike Patton's weird, but that's, which is what we like about him, but that's a little beyond.
Yeah. Like he has a really good voice, but he's kind of moved away from actually singing now.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes me sad. Yeah. But I like when he gets crazy and does all the weird shit, but, but he has a good voice. He has a good, he can like pretty much sing anything.
Yeah. I know, he's awesome.
Like, the new Faith and More album was like, it's all right, but it ain't great. But anyway, you like them, you might like 12-Foot Ninja.
And if you never, and if you like 12-Foot Ninja and you've never heard of, Mr. Bungle, check that out.
Yeah, it's a little on the deep end though, but. It's you gotta awesome. Make sure you're prepared, cause I think when I first heard Mr. Bungle.
And.
I don't know if I liked it when I first heard it.
Yeah.
Because it just sounded completely insane to me.
It is, it's, yeah.
But it's so weird because now when I hear it, it makes complete sense to me.
Yeah.
Which is weird. But.
It makes me happy.
Yeah, the second album was a little hard to.
Yeah, but the third one was good.
That was like their most radio-friendly one.
The second one or the
third one?
Yeah.
The second one is just nuts.
Yeah.
But. It almost strays a little too far for me, but there's a couple of songs I like.
A couple of them.
But the first album is really good, too.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, Faith No More, Mr. Bungle, and 12-Foot Ninja. Not in that order, whatever the fuck. Just listen to that shit.
Nice. Good stuff. Now it's movie time. So, this week, we watched a Chinese movie.
Yeah.
Yes. From 1975.
Good year, good year. This is in honor of the Power Rangers movie coming out this week. Instead of going to see that bullshit, we figured we watch a legit fucking movie.
Well, I don't know if this was a legit movie, but.
Oh.
Anyway.
It was magic.
The title of this movie was Super Inframan.
Sure. Sure. We'll get into that.
It was. So, it's a Chinese movie, so it was subtitled.
Yes.
It's in Chinese.
Sure.
And it is cheesy as hell.
But in the most awesome way.
It was so hilarious.
It's like if you like the Power Rangers TV show and stuff like that,
yeah,
you will fucking love this movie.
Yeah.
I think. It was hilarious and just... It was fantastic.
I don't even know how to describe the plot.
There was like a Princess Elzebub lived in Mountain Devil for, what was it, like 20,000 years or something?
Yeah, something like that.
And now all the creatures have awoken and they wanted to take over the surface world.
All these demons, but yeah. Not demons.
But, I mean, it totally sounds like a...
It was... it was... These really, the monsters, she had an army of monsters, and these weird guys painted like skeletons.
And yeah, they were like skeletons, but they were wearing like bike helmets with motorcycle helmets.
Yeah. And then they just had like black leotards on with like bones painted, like the, you know.
Yeah, it looked like something that reminded me of like Voltron or something. Sort of.
And then the monsters, they were so cheesy. They were like, what was it? They were like Sid and Marty Krofft.
Yeah, like when they first introduced them all, it felt like a wicked Sid and Marty Krofft kind of like Sigmund and the Sea Monster. Kind of like something like that.
But like worse. And they all made these really weird noises and laughs and they just wouldn't shut up every time they showed them.
Yeah, they were constantly making like a weird between like a monkey and like fucking Curly from the Three Stooges.
Yeah. Just constantly. Actually, the fighting was kind of like the Three Stooges, too. In some way. So, it was martial arts fighting, I guess you could say. I don't know. It was like stunt fighting. And then...
Well, I don't even know what that organization was there, but...
Yeah.
They all looked like Evel Knievel. Yeah. It was like a bike team. Yeah. They were all like dressed like Evel Knievel and sort of like late years Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
And then the professor there, which he, his hair was retained. He looked like fucking Janet Reno. But he had plans to build fucking Super Inframan, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah.
To fight the demons coming out of Mount Devil.
And Super Inframan was like this weird looking Power Ranger with big bug eyes and.
Yeah. He had Rocket Fist. Well.
Thunder Fist.
Which they built it up like, hey, that's his new weapon that he needed. And that motherfucker used it when he first got it to try it out. And then he used it for a second in like the last fight.
Which it didn't even work.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything.
Like I thought they were, I'm like, why isn't he using them? I'm like, I thought they were saving it for the last battle. I'm like,
for like the big finishing move.
Yeah, no. So they just introduced him for like no reason.
These are your Thunder Fist. Cause he said you have, the doctor told him, you're not strong enough yet. You need to wait until the Thunder Fists are done.
Yeah.
And then he didn't even, they didn't
do anything.
They weren't, you know, he would have been fine without the Thunder Fists.
Yeah, pretty much. And then later in the game, he bust out Lethal Kicks. Remember that?
Where did those come from?
Would come out of his heels and he would just fly across the fucking room. And
well, first, he'd do the triple flip into a, no, that was when he flew.
Yeah, every time he would like turn into Super Inframan, he would do like a three flip thing, like when it was the same flip, but they kept like replaying the footage.
Three times, yeah.
And then he'd go into a flying stance and then he'd do another flip and then land. But I'm like, the motherfucker was like 5 feet away from him.
Yeah.
I'm like, where are you flying?
He didn't even need to do it. He could have just walked.
I know.
But yeah, the Lethal Kick, that was awesome.
And this movie would give Michael Bay such a fucking boner, man.
Oh, like, yeah.
There's more explosions.
Bad explosions.
Per minute everywhere. In this movie than
for no reason.
Every Michael Bay movie put together.
No reason to.
Everything exploded.
Just random explosions.
Water exploded. Walls. People. Everything exploded.
Except the dynamite. It did explode.
Oh, yeah.
When he threw it in the water.
It was so weird. Like, every time somebody would kick somebody, they'd explode.
Yeah.
There was constant explosions.
Oh,
like, I don't know about the safety thing for the actors over there, especially back in the 70s. But a lot of motherfuckers got messed up making this movie because it was mayhem.
And then, like, the Devil Mountain set looked like a fifth grader made it out of paper mache.
Yeah, like the initial, it was like a dragon head kind of thing with the entrance to the base. But they had all these, like, skulls, these huge skulls around it, and they were so precious.
It was hilarious. Oh, it was so hilarious.
It was fun, man.
It was
like an hour and a half, and I was like, I felt like that shit flew by.
I know. I don't even know if it was a full hour and a half.
I don't know. It never dragged.
Yeah. No, it didn't. It started right off the bat from when the movie started. It was like destruction.
Like shit was going down. You're like, what?
The whole, I don't know. I guess you could call it a plot. Didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's like typical, like you think of like any old school, like,
yeah,
big giant monster cartoons or movies. It's like, you know,
even though there was only one time when one of the monsters turned giant.
Oh yeah. They could.
And then Inframan
turned giant. They had a fight. Yeah.
It was like,
yeah, it was all over the place. Like they were just like throwing everything they could think of.
That's what it felt like. It felt like, oh, we need to throw this in, and we need to throw this in, and.
I'm surprised. I don't think there's any sequels. I'm like,
I don't know.
I think it was pretty good, though. I mean, you know,
it was awesome. It was hilarious. It was a lot of fun.
The only thing that would have made it better if they had shitty English dub on it.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Another thing was weird is that. In Mandarin, I guess. Well, whatever they were saying, everything their affirmative sounds like they're saying sure. So it would always say yes, and he was sure. So everybody sure. And they said it a lot too. It wasn't like once in a while. Sure. Like every time somebody would give somebody a command to do anything, they go sure. I know that's not what they're saying, but
what kills me is they translated it. Like, they try to translate it different every time.
Yeah.
Like, it would say okay or
all right.
But it never said sure. I never saw sure on the screen.
Sure. But it was just funny because that old room of guys And it was all like, sure! like every time they give somebody a freaking command, they go, sure.
Sure.
sure. Sure. Like, I remember when he first said something to, Super Inframan, like to go, you know, go out there whoever. He's like, sure! And he does like a crazy, like, like arm pose thing and then shoots his arms up straight and flies out the fucking roof of the building. It was awesome. Sure.
Sure.
So that was cracking me up.
That was just awesome.
Constantly. It could be like a drinking game. Every time they say, well, yeah, what do you think? Sure. Sure. Take a shot of that.
You'd be drunk before the end of it.
Like 10 minutes in, you'd be fucking on the ground.
Oh, man. It was hilarious.
And I'll I did too. I'll go out on a limb and say it's probably better than the new Power Rangers movie.
Yeah, I think so.
I might not be saying too much. I mean, it might be okay, but I've been hearing mixed stuff about it.
Yeah. Well, I talked to somebody at the comic book store today that said it was decent. Better. He said his exact words were, it's better than the Transformers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies. Which is not saying a whole lot.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be too hard.
No.
I have whole movies that I think are better than the fucking Transformers movies. But, yeah, like I heard that actually that the actors and the main characters were really done really well.
Yeah.
But I heard like it's like 3/4 setup and then there's kind of a payoff at the end.
Yeah.
But it's an origin movie, so I'm like, I mean, I don't like that as an excuse, because I'm like,
no.
I still want to be entertained. I don't want to be like, wow, the next one's going to be really good.
Yeah.
I want this one to be really
good. You can do a quick origin.
Yeah, and it's fucking Power Rangers. You don't need to fucking, you know, get all freaking Shakespearean with that shit. Just fucking giant monsters, fucking guys doing karate.
To morph or not to morph?
That is the question. Tis nobler. You know, like, it's just fucking... Don't make it, don't try to legitimize it, just fucking go, turn right into the crazy and just fucking make that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
They should do that with everything.
Yep.
Say, this is what the franchise is and this is what it is. So don't try to shy away from it. Go full bore into that shit.
Yeah. That's
anybody that likes Power Rangers doesn't want to see a dramatic take or a real world gritty version of fucking Power Rangers.
Dark and gritty Power Rangers. All right. Well, excuse me. I guess that'll do it for this week's episode.
Yeah, this was a weird one.
A little bit, yeah. But hey, that's what you get with us.
You never know. They can all be gold, but sometimes...
Sometimes they can be platinum. Good night.
Good night.
If you would like to contact us, you can email us at keepersofthefringe@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at KOTFR. We have a Facebook page. You can follow us there at facebook.com/keepersofthefringe. You can find our podcast on the Weeby Geeks Network at www.weebygeeks.net. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. And while you're at it, give us a rating and a review. We'd certainly appreciate it. Finally, you can subscribe to the Keepers YouTube channel for updates on all new episodes. That is Keepers of the Fringe on YouTube. Thanks for listening.
That's a good start.